Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where many, many, many pieces of spaghetti are thrown at many walls every single day in retail, on the internet, in housing trends, in plant trends. And look, not all of them stick, but we're here to find the ones that do.
Yes, quantum scientists are still trying to determine if an infinite number of Tom and Molly's throw an infinite number of spaghetti at an infinite number of walls. Will you still listen to It's a Thing?
I just want to screenshot our rundown so you know we just made that all up.
Yes.
And I'm a little proud of us right now. High five. Tom.
Nice. I've got too many tomatoes.
Yeah, you are not alone, friends.
No, right? So I mentioned this to our mutual friend, Veronica Belmont, and she's like, oh my gosh, many people have so many tomatoes. And then I mentioned it to a few other friends, and they're like, yes, there are too many tomatoes, whether it is them that was growing them or their friends. The world is awash in tomatoes. Tomato prices are going to plunge because we all have too many tomatoes.
And also, I'm cracking up because the entire Discord is like, yes, seriously, yes, this is happening. This is a thing. Because the thing is, every summer, everyone who plants tomatoes ends up with too many tomatoes at this exact time of year. It's just that this year, everyone planted
tomatoes. And that's the funny thing. Like, tomatoes grow. They're really easy to grow. They're really easy to grow well and produce lots of tomatoes. So, you know, that's I remember that from growing tomatoes as a kid. But everybody grew tomatoes. Like, not everybody grew carrots. Not everybody grew bell peppers. But everybody grew tomatoes.
Yeah, that is so true. And they are everywhere. I need to get some out of there because they're starting to like drop and, you know, mold, and it's just absolutely absurd. And it's gotten to the point, it's like zucchini in the summer in Montana, where there's a season where if you leave your car window open just even a little bit, like, people will just throw zucchini through it. It's like that with tomatoes. Like, enough already.
I was like, maybe this is the solution to world hunger.
It's just literally
tomatoes. I don't know. Tomatoes. But I mean, I gave some tomatoes to the guy who we pay to mow our lawn and do all the gardening and stuff. And I could tell he was like, yeah, I don't really.
I know.
I mean, like, he was nice about it and everything, but I could tell he wasn't like, oh, cool tomatoes. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. That's great.
It is really funny because now tomatoes have joined the kind of like sidewalk giveaway. Situation, like, please take the I did it with mint, actually, the other day. Like, my mint got completely out of control, which apparently is a thing that everyone told me was gonna happen, and it did.
Yeah. We've got
and
mint, I was like, all over the backyard. Yeah.
Come take some mint. And everybody in my neighborhood was like, no, thank you.
Why would we do that?
We are drowning
in
mint and tomatoes.
With mint, I'm not saying people will, but you could dry it and, you know, keep it. There's not really much you can do with tomatoes unless you make a sauce.
Right.
Like, everything you can do with a tomato is either eat it or something really labor intensive.
Like canning.
Yeah.
Which I know is a thing, and I know that all the canning supplies are sold out, and I think we even talked about it, and they're sold out because everybody's canning and they have too many tomatoes, but, like, I'm not even going to lie, I'm never going to can. I might make sauce and freeze my sauce.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's delicious.
But that's even labor intensive.
But even
that's the only thing you can freeze, right? Like, that's the thing, is you can't freeze tomatoes. Because I had a friend of mine who was like, oh, I might take some. Can you freeze them? I'm like, no. He's like, eh, forget it then.
we need to get, like, Scott Johnson on board with making us some sort of an infographic of the trends. Like the homesteady trends.
Uh-huh.
Because this, I think too many tomatoes is almost in the same trend line. Like, it's exactly 1 month after no more sourdough, please. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Everybody stop. Like, you don't know. Do you know anyone who's still making sourdough?
No. All no I know one. Are people with too much flour in their pantry. That's all.
Yeah.
I, yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Just trying to give that away.
too many tomatoes.
As you know, I have spent most of the pandemic in the last 10 years, arguably, trying to buy a house. And it is possible that that is what has led me to notice that every time my child gets interested in a new YouTuber, that it is then only a matter of weeks before said YouTuber has a video of moving into their new house.
Oh, yeah. And you know
because
what?
Apparently
they're all in my neighborhood.
They are, or Austin, yeah. Evidently. They're mm-hmm. all in L.A., you're part of L.A., or mm-hmm. Austin, and they're all upsizing into, and we watch Binging with Babish. I don't even know if he recently bought a new house. I just know that there were like a whole series of videos where he was like saying goodbye to his old house and then moving into his new house, which had a huge commercial kitchen. And then there's like this YouTuber and that YouTuber, and they're all like, oh, and now join me for a tour. They all make a video that's a tour of the new house that they bought by you watching it. And I just have these moments where I'm like, why am I working so hard? What am I doing? Why? What am I doing wrong here? So just so you know, I'm going to spend the whole weekend becoming a mom gamer on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
and that's how I'm going to buy a house.
Listen, it's the only way.
It's the only way.
You're so right. I don't know. I've started reading a lot of Variety and Deadline and Hollywood Reporter in research for the show Cord Killers I do, which is about TV and movies, and cord cutting and stuff. And one of the things they do, and this is a long tradition, goes back into the 20s, is a real estate report on celebrities. So. Off the top of my head, just from reading my RSS feeds, Dolph Lundgren is selling his house. Like, that's the kind of thing that'll be in there. Like, this house is for sale from this celebrity. They'll give the address and the price and the walkthrough and the whole thing, right? It's like celebrity real estate listings. And that section is littered with YouTubers buying and selling their new houses. There is a YouTuber, I'm not going to mention their name, selling a house not very far from me. That is bigger than my house, and they're selling it for less than we paid, and I'm very angry about it.
Oh, really? Ooh, yikes. Yeah, I mean, there's that argument, too. Yeah,
like,
no,
why? Look. Why? It's not that prices are down. Why are you selling it for that? I don't know. Maybe they're underlisting. And yeah.
They're underlisting, to be clear. Yeah no, because everything is crazy. Yeah, no, go to YouTube right now, and you'll actually see that, like, James Charles, who is a big deal YouTuber, who's had some up and downs apparently in the cancel situation. I don't even know. Whatever.
Has well, that's a video called from being two... on the internet these days for YouTubers, right. I think. But yeah.
Very true. I bought my first home, 2020 house tour. And they all call it house tour. And if you just go to YouTube and you type in house tour, it's all YouTubers being like, yeah, we bought a house. And then there's like that annoying rich family that's like, this is our house that we've been building this whole time. The Dobre brothers and their new house. Like, they're all, it is. Well, a thing.
Yeah. It's
for
a
lack
thing.
Of a better way to put it. It's
and,
a thing.
And, you know, who knows after September 15th. But I do think that I'm starting to see some TikTokers show up.
Oh, totally. These stores. They're all doing the collab houses or whatever in LA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are even splashing out now.
You know, they definitely are. And I think that's very interesting. I think that's like, are there agents paying for these houses? Like, who is putting up the money for these collab houses with these sort of like, I don't know. I guess it's an investment. But yeah, the TikTok collab house in LA.
I bet one of them gets a big enough brand deal that they put a down payment and then they bring everybody else in.
It's really true because, and this is what is, listen, I know that for every YouTuber who buys a new house off of their ad money, there are like, millions who didn't make it. Like, I know that for every TikToker who gets into a collab house, there is still a talent pyramid, and it's real. But you do have this moment where you're just like, you got any one of you can drum up like 200 grand like overnight.
Yeah.
With just one brand deal.
Just the right set of circumstances. And it's the spam thing where, you know, we're it takes a million attempts for the few to pay off. And we're only seeing the ones that pay off. That's true.
Exactly. But I'm going to TikTok right now, right this second. So if you hear any sounds, that's me. And I'm typing in house tour.
By the way, house tour. Dolph Lundgren's Hollywood Hills home is a 4.6 above the Sunset Strip. On sale for $4.25 million, under what he originally paid, which was $4.465 million.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what he paid. That was the original listing price earlier this year. He's knocked it down. So if you've got $4.25 million and want to live in Dolph Lundgren's old house.
Oh, I do not.
Either one of those.
Ha ha. Alex Warren.
Everyone's been asking about a house tour, and here it is.
Yeah. Everyone's been asking about a house tour, and here it is. Yep. It's a thing.
So thing. You nailed that. That is so true. So true. This is one that is definitely a thing, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say it might expand, but I'm not sure. This is a risky one to say it'll expand, but there's a band, a K-pop girl band called KDA. KDA, in this case, stands for Kills, Deaths, Assists, because the band is made entirely of fictional characters from League of Legends and is created by Riot Games, the makers of League of Legends. And right now, KDA has the number one song on the Billboard World Digital Song Sales Chart for their hit song, Baddest. And this is the second time that this group of fictional K-pop girls has had a number one song on that chart. Pop Stars spent a week at number one in November 2018.
Wow.
Also, DJ Flux in our Discord says, I love KDA.
Oh, no, that's hilarious. He's like, yeah, I'm on to that.
Pop Stars was dope.
Pop Stars was dope. You know what this reminds me of? And this is going to date me, although I think that it came back around. This is straight Gem and the Holograms.
It's the modern incarnation of Gem and the Holograms.
It
right?
is. Like, it's totally Gem and the Holograms.
The pause you heard was me expunging the remake movie that came out 2 years ago from
right,
my
yeah.
mind.
You gotta go back all the way.
I had to flush that to get to the yes.
All the way.
Absolutely.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
And it is outrageous that
oh,
they have
Gem.
Two number one songs.
KDA is such a cool name, though. I mean,
it's a really cool name, right?
Honestly, I'm about
good songs. I mean, if you like poppy songs, they're great songs.
I might fangirl about this, like, just a tiny bit. That is a little, I mean, are humans just over?
Well, they have human singers. In fact, a rotating cast, not always the same people, singing on their songs. So the humans are still useful for something.
Okay, thank God.
Tsubasa, I was trying to remember Hatsune Mikune Hatsune Miku and Gorillaz. Both are similar sorts of situations.
I guess so, yeah. Or as Producer Rich puts it, we found a way to have stars but only pay for the backing band. Which is, they can look however you want. And yet, despite them being able to look however you want, they're still just like heteronormative white hot.
They look like characters from the game. So the heteronormative, I think they're Asian, but
yeah, look how white they look.
So that comes from the game, right? If the game ever changed, exactly. Then maybe KDA would also change. Because these are actual, like, you know, Ari, the nine-tailed fox, Akali, the rogue assassin, Evelyn, Agony's Embrace, Kai'Sa, Daughter of the Void. These are all from League of Legends.
This is awesome. Like my inner teenage girl is just going crazy right now. I want that outfit. And I'm pretty sure I had those high-waisted pants. The one with the fedora, that's totally me.
That is you. Yeah. And I'll have crazy cool, like, colored hair.
I'm so confused on the inside right now. I'm like mad, but also not mad.
What are all these feelings? It's really like being a teenager again.
It's really like being a teenager. Well, speaking of feelings, if you live in California, and maybe even if you don't, you will know that that a thing that is increasingly captivating, especially for people who like to consume live press conferences, is pissed off Gavin Newsom.
So this is a very California thing. I think it really is. But it's definitely a thing. Like, it counts for sure.
I think it really counts. It definitely counts if you're in California. But I sort of feel like if Andrew Cuomo was able to become like the coronavirus thing at the level that he became, that Gavin Newsom could be next. He may make the leap. So
he
Gavin Newsom might break out. He might break out. And if he does, it's going to be because of his barely suppressed rage.
Yeah.
Which is the breaking point.
I'm kind of worried about him.
I mean, a little bit, but he's working it. So actually, SCW Long in the chat room says, I don't know, disappointed Justin Trudeau is pretty good, but similar in terms of sheer character. So Gavin Newsom keeps giving these press conferences and just being increasingly angry about the coronavirus response, increasingly angry about California's fires, increasingly like determined about climate change. And it's all kind of punctuated by his Instagram account, which is him looking hot and manly in various dangerous situations.
It's like the California Putin.
Like, it totally, it is the California Putin. Like, he had this Instagram post today of him just like in the middle of a freaking fire signing a bill that would let California inmates who were fighting fires while imprisoned have their records expunged so that they could actually become firefighters when they got out. So like nonviolent inmates and, you know, whatever. But he's signing this bill. He's sitting at alone at a like a picnic table surrounded by fire. Like, you don't see the fire, but, you know, in what an area that's clearly burned and burning.
Yeah.
It is like dusty tan jacket and his dusty tan boots that are worn from tromping around in the fires. And he's signing his bill.
They're just ash covered. But
they're just ash covered. And you're literally like, why are you sitting there alone? And maybe should you have a mask on because of the air? And are you safe?
Yeah. N95, man. Like, seriously.
But he's just looking hella determined.
Yeah.
And mad to right this wrong.
Now I want to know, like, so those if people are like, why did you bring up Putin? There are those famous, you know, pictures of him, like, you know, lifting huge weights and riding a horse and shooting a gun and, like, you know, doing all these manly things. Like, I now want to know, like, what are the manly, like, he obviously surfing. We need to see him surfing at some point.
It's a lot of like standing around by like a really big truck with a lot of other firefighters being like,
yeah,
and then
right.
In the press conferences, there's the barely suppressed rage about the state of things, which, you know, can relate. Hashtag relatable, Gavin. But the best part is the Q&A. Like, go and look these up on YouTube and then just fast forward to the Q&A. Like, there was one, I think today, where some reporter was like, are you going to call a legislative session about the fires and the fire situation? And he's like, I'm certainly open, except he did it in Batman voice because he talks like Batman. I'm certainly open to that. But I don't think a legislative session is going to address the 14,000 lightning strikes we just had.
I'm the governor you deserve.
I'm the governor. And that's it. I don't have a secret identity. I'm just the pissed off governor.
I want the, like him, I don't know, harvesting marijuana, drinking a really, really bitter smoothie. Like,
I have too many tomatoes. Climate change, people. It's climate change.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're absolutely right. Angry Gavin Newsom.
Swear to me.
He's not the governor you
asked for. I hope he crosses over. I really do. He should be memed.
Look at that. We're getting some ideas in there in the Discord. Keep it coming. We love getting your feedback, folks. Feedback at itsthing.me. And we think of our feedback in two categories, Molly.
Yeah,
there's,
we do.
There's feedback from everyone who isn't Fordo, and then Fordo. Yep.
Today is a Fordo day.
It's a Fordo day, which is a good day, Fordo.
It is.
Fordo on a potential color thing. So I've seen books of the same color sold online recently as a thing, an often very expensive thing. And I've rolled my eyes every time and thought, what the hell? Who would ever buy books because they are all the same color besides David and or Alexis Rose? I wouldn't even organize my books according to color, but I can totally see doing that more than buying books because of their color. I had friends who did that with their CDs, so I can see it. And then I read an article in New York Times Magazine last week about a company / Instafeed called The Home Edit, and it made sense. These women have a Netflix series dropping this week because, in part, they organize stuff by color. Seriously, I'm admittedly behind on all things pop culture lately, but is this a thing?
Okay, what's funny is that actually, you know what's a thing? Is that show, The Home Edit. Yeah. I literally just have had like three girlfriends tell me to watch that today. So I'm thinking...
it's a thing that will spin out things like Marie Kondo.
It might, yeah. Mm-hmm. It really might. But that is funny about that. And I actually have also seen the book situation. The books that are all the same color. Yep.
We, back in the 90s, when I worked at Half Price Books in Austin, Texas, we would sell something called Books by the Yard for decorators, where they would just pay for a yard of either hardbacks, paperbacks, dust jackets, no dust jackets. And we would occasionally make up color books. Like all orange, all blue.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, okay. So let's continue, shall we?
Let's.
With more Fordo.
Of course.
Fordo on cake, the food, not the band. And she says, of course it was a thing. I saw this fun tweet on July 13th that used 15 different pictures of a colorfully dressed Dan Levy, David Rose on Schitt's Creek. I'm sensing a theme. She must be working her way through Schitt's Creek. And she says, as a cake. 15 different pictures of him as a cake. I thought it was clever. It broke up the monotony of, you know, life. And I thought it was curious. And I wondered if I might have been missing something. And of course I was. And of course I found out from you guys 10 days later. I was walking around Lower Manhattan today, appreciating the city's many different neighborhoods and getting in my steps before I do something that is apparently a thing. When I heard your July episode, 11th episode, about cake being a thing, and I literally stopped in the middle of a sidewalk and said out loud to absolutely no one, shut up. No way. Which, if you've been listening to our shows for a long time, you will know that sounded that. I mean, yeah, I heard no, Fordo say that.
It was like
that.
Fordo was here with us.
Shut up. No way. All of a sudden, the world just made a little more sense to me. I think the women of The Home Edit would approve of this cake Levy color coordination. When will I learn to listen to It's a Thing when it comes out? Arg, my life is seriously easier and better in so many ways when I do. So Aww. Then I rolled on to the July 18th episode, Way to Make Progress, Fordo. Thanks, Fordo. And you guys were talking about how moving somewhere short term is a thing. I'm so out of the loop. I had no idea. I feel so seen. I am packing up my life in 2 weeks and moving to Croatia.
Whoa.
One of the very few countries that will take us for 3 months so I can endlessly walk the same exact streets over and over and over there at night. I'm part of a thing. And she says, I'm doing this very safely, responsibly, et cetera. Fordo, I'm jealous.
That's so cool.
I want to do that. That sounds awesome.
It'll give you plenty of time to catch up and be able to listen to this episode.
Exactly.
Hi, Fordo.
Hi, Fordo.
We miss you.
We miss you. Thanks for writing to us.
And then we have one non-Fordo message from Joe, who commented on Discord. Oh, yeah. Here is Rex Chapman tweeting about Ted Lasso, a thing collision, a thing collision.
It totally was. I saw it in the Discord too. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Please send us your things. Write to us. You can make them Fordo length if you so choose.
All your
feedback.
Yeah.
Yep. feedback@itsathing.me is our email address. And of course, you can find us on the Twitters and the Discord.
Now, if you are a Patreon supporter at a certain level, you get the privilege of being shouted out, not only just at the end of the show by name, but with the Rich Stroffolino producer spin. This week, Rich has created shout outs based off of songs that peaked at number 100 on the Billboard Hot 100. He
and don't
also
worry.
Made a Spotify playlist.
Exactly.
Of them.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like he did this to make them slightly unknown so I wouldn't burst into song.
Yeah. You think that was on purpose?
It might happen. I don't know. Right. We'll see. All right. Let's begin.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
Let's begin. I'll start. That's When I Think of Kevin Sill by 1927.
Eric Duncan Don't Have to Be a Tower of Strength by Gloria Lynn coming in at number 100.
Your Love Keeps Working on Jake Woods by Jody Watley, coming in at number 100.
And premiering at number 100, For Gabrielle Cohen and Your Denial by Yellow Card.
It's number 100, Don't Ever Take Away My Brad Sparks by Peter Yarrow.
Louis St. Amour versus Goblins by The Game, coming in at number 100.
And at number 100 today, Theme from Andrew Wyatt, The Wishing Star by Jerry Butler.
And starting it all off, Leave It All to Mike Akins, iCarly theme song by Miranda Cosgrove featuring Drake Bell at number 100.
That made number 100. Oh, that's amazing. By the way, there's like a there's an infinitely repeating 100 happening in the Discord now where SCW Lung posted 100 and then everybody else is adding a 100 beneath it. It's like the mirrors, the infinite mirrors.
Yeah,
mirrors,
the mirrors. The emoji 100.
Mirrors. Yeah.
100-ception.
That is outstanding, as always. Thank you to everyone who supports us at the shout-out level. We are just grateful that you still want to after all of the ways that we have messed with you, frankly, on this show.
How could you not?
Thanks to producer Rich for putting this together. You too can become a member of It's a Thing and get access to speaking privileges in the Discord, an ad-free RSS feed, and more. Patreon.com/It's a Thing. Thanks to everybody who supports the show. We appreciate it.
Yes.
It keeps us showing up.
Yeah, thank you so much. And don't forget that email address, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Don't need no flashlight to see the truth.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.